Unit 8, Space and Exploration.
Reading 1. The Space Race. The space race occurred during the 1960s as the United States and the Soviet Union competed for new achievements in space. Both countries improved their technology and made new scientific discoveries. Their astronauts also showed great heroism. Though the space race began as national and political competition, it remains one of the great moments of history. The space race had no clear goals at first. Each country wanted to show the world that it could do more than the other. At first, the Soviet Union seemed to be winning. Besides sending the first artificial satellite into orbit, Sergei P. Korolev, the person in charge of the Soviet space program, also had many other successes. The Soviet space program sent the first unmanned spacecraft to the moon. In 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space, and later, the same year, German Titov spent the first whole day in orbit around the Earth. In 1963, the Soviets accomplished the first long-term mission, spending 5 days in orbit. Moreover, in the same year, the first woman went into space, Valentina Tereshkova. The Vostok 1 mission was in 1964 and carried 3 astronauts. This was the first time a single spacecraft had carried more than one person. As well, the first spacewalk was conducted in 1965 by Alexei Leonov. Also during this time, the Soviets sent many unmanned space probes to the moon and elsewhere. The American Space Agency used modified missiles at first. The U.S. attempted to launch its first satellite in 1957, but the rocket exploded. Then in 1958, a satellite, Explorer 1, was successfully launched. On May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard became the first American in space. 20 days later, President John F. Kennedy gave a speech which set a specific goal for the American space program. This goal was for men to land on the moon before the end of the 1960s. This goal became firmly established when John Glenn orbited the Earth in 1962. At this time, the space race became a race to the moon. In contrast to the United States, the Soviet moon program was secret. Its target date for reaching the moon was 1967 or 68. However, the Soviet program began to have problems. Early designs of the N-1, a more powerful rocket, failed frequently. Many exploded after launch. Then, in 1966, Sergei P. Korolev died during a medical operation. This was a great loss since few people could replace Korolev. Even so, the Soviets continued their efforts. In 1967, the astronaut Vladimir Komarov, testing a possible moon vehicle, died when his capsule crashed. 2 more rockets failed that year. The biggest shock of all came in 1968 when Yuri Gagarin, the hero of the Soviet space program, died in a plane crash. The Soviets began to abandon the idea of going to the moon. However, in 1968, a robotic probe circled the moon and took pictures of it. This would have been a bright moment, except that the probe crashed when it returned. In 1969, 2 more N-1 rockets exploded. It became clear that the Soviet Union would not only fail to beat the United States, but that it would fail to reach the moon at all that decade. On July 20, 1969, the American mission Apollo 11 landed, and Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. The space race was over. Supplemental reading. 2 very different space programs. The Soviet and American space programs were very different. In the United States, a government agency called the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, had existed since 1915. This agency was involved with the development of flight in the U.S. In 1958, the name was changed to NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. NASA was a government agency, but it did not depend completely on government support. The American space program was only about 50% military. It was operated primarily by civilians. There was no particular agency created to oversee the Soviet space effort. Instead, parts of the military and industrial sectors worked together under one leader called the Grand Designer. The Soviet military was strongly involved with the space program. About 95% of the program was related to the military in some way. Many of the Soviet space projects tested military applications. Also, the technical operations, like launching and mission control, were handled by the military. One of the biggest differences between the Soviet and American space efforts was how each was presented to the media. The Soviet space program was very secret. The Soviet government only publicized its program successes. For example, in 1960, a rocket exploded on its launch pad, killing 100 people. But this was not revealed until much later. Even the name of the Grand Designer, Sergei P. Korolev, was not announced until he died in 1966. However, almost all of NASA's actions were reported, not just to Americans, but to the whole world. NASA's failures were just as clear as its successes.